You're listening to Case Notes. I'm Dr. Mark Porter, and I'm discussing diabetes with my guest, Lorraine Avery. Lorraine, can we treat diabetes simply through weight loss?
I think it has to be one of the first focuses for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. I guess my concern sometimes is people that have been overweight for a very long time struggle with that as the focus. And I think we have to be very clear that there are enormous benefits from losing weight and, as you've just highlighted in terms of waist measurement, changing shape. We really do need to focus on changing eating habits, ones that are going to be maintained and sustained to achieve the ultimate in terms of losing weight.
Have you actually had patients who've not needed any other treatment because they've managed to lose 2 or 3 stone and their diabetes has, in inverted commas, gone away?
Well, as we know, diabetes never actually goes away. But yeah, we do have some success stories. And I think it's when we've actually been able to make that very clear association with if you lose weight, then the likelihood of you needing any further treatment for your diabetes in the short-term future is much greater. I think it's inevitable, though, and it's something we ought to point out to people with diabetes, that they are always going to need tablets. We do know it's a progressive disorder. Very few people survive long-term just watching what they eat, and tablets being the next form of treatment.
And that was going to be my next question. What sort of treatment will most people with type 2 diabetes need? We used to treat people with diet alone, but from what you just said, we don't tend to do that anymore, do we?
Only for a short period. We tend to treat type 2 diabetes far more aggressively than we might have done in the past. And that's partly because we recognise it's progressive in nature and people do need pills. And there are a number of different tablets that we use to treat diabetes. There are some that stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin, some that reduce the amount of sugar produced by the liver, and some that actually improve insulin sensitivity. These are relatively new on the market. But very often people will need a combination of these tablets ultimately to improve their blood glucose levels.
Of course, as with type 1 diabetes, the aim is to control the levels as tightly as possible, to get them, to normalise them, if you like. If we don't treat the sugar levels, they go too high. We know that that damages the blood vessels and stroke and heart attack, etc. But overdoing it can be even more dangerous in the short term, can't it?
Absolutely right. If we do over-treat people with diabetes, there are one particular tablet or group of tablets, the tablets that stimulate the pancreas to produce insulin. Obviously, somebody takes these and then they don't eat. You can actually lead to blood sugar levels being too low, which will lead to symptoms such as the heart pounding, very shaky, very sweaty, people lose their colour. And obviously, you then need to treat that with glucose or something sugary to bring the blood sugar levels back up. So we have to get the balance right in terms of people watching what they eat and the right formulation of the tablets that they take.
Of course, that attack being hypoglycemic attack, or what's commonly known as a hypo.
Absolutely.